play underground.
Underground?
Classroom.
Classroom.
Underground classroom!
Underground classroom!
Underground classroom.
Welcome to Underground Classroom. Thank you for joining us.
The day I was sad is when it was supposed to be Dr. Seuss's week, and it was on Friday. And I kept on saying to my dad that I have to wear my pajamas. I have to wear my pajamas. So I looked inside my pajama bin, and I saw some not really good pajamas I don't want to wear. So I told my dad to buy some pajamas. But then when I woke up in the morning, and then I said, went to my dad and said, I went to my bin and saw, I looked in my pajamas. I asked him, where was it? He said, oh, I forgot.
Oh, no.
And then when I went in the bus, I was wearing normal clothes. So then...
So you decided not even to wear pajamas? That's how much you hated the pajamas you had?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I really didn't like them to wear.
Can you tell us what was wrong with them?
It's like pajamas I would like to wear at home, not at school.
They're just not for school.
Not for school.
Okay.
And everyone kept on asking me on the bus, where's your pajamas? Where's your pajamas? Where's your pajamas? I said I couldn't bring my pajamas.
And that made you sad?
Yeah, because it's in my class. I thought that some other people will be the same person as me, but instead they'll be with their pajamas.
Oh, I see what you mean. You thought that at least you wouldn't be the only one. There would be other kids who forgot or didn't wear their pajamas, and you turned out to be the only one?
Yeah.
And that made you feel really sad?
Yeah.
Kind of like left out. Did your dad ever buy you pajamas after this?
No, he's saying, now he's saying, oh, if there's another day like that, I'm going to get you pajamas.
So he's like, I'm never going to do that again? I promise. That's fine. Maybe he'll hear this radio show, right? And he'll be like, oh my goodness, I definitely have to get her new pajamas.
On October 29th, I had a deal with my daddy, and he was going to get a game, but he forgot to mention that it had to be Nintendo Switch, and then I was crying the whole way home.
So you didn't get the game you wanted?
No, there was another game I wanted, but I didn't get the one I wanted first.
But you still got a game?
Yeah. But I was still very sad before the first one.
That was the saddest time in your life?
No. It has to be the saddest?
Well, it just makes it more interesting. Do you have a sadder time? It doesn't seem that sad. You still got a game, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it still kind of ends, like, nicely.
Yeah, but still.
Yeah, that's more of like a bummer. Like, ah. Not more of like, oh my goodness, I'm so sad. Can you think of a time, like, just something like just kind of really bummed you out even more?
Okay. So I was extremely sad when I broke one of my elbows.
Oh, okay, so that's a whole different level. What happened?
Oh, well, when I was in my old house, I was sitting on the side of the couch, I fell down, and then I hit my arm. And then I broke my elbow, and then we went straight to the hospital.
Oh my goodness, and how did you feel?
Oh, I was crying.
Yeah.
Like, level 10.
Level 10 crying?
Yeah, 10 out of 10.
What would that sound like? Can you give us a hint? What level 10 crying sounds like? Oh my goodness, I don't know if I could get it.
Okay, so when I was there, my dad, he left into like India for like 6 years. So I was really sad.
Wait, your dad? You weren't with your dad for 6 years?
Yep.
Why did he have to go away for so long?
Because my auntie and papa weren't feeling super well. They were really bad.
So he was taking care of his family?
Yep.
And then his other family was here? In New Jersey?
Yeah, so then they came back. He came back when I was 5, and then I was very excited, but then I felt bad because my papa and daddy passed away and they never came back.
Once when I was sad, my great grandfather died, but it was really strange how he died. And that, yeah, he was getting a knee surgery, but then something happened, but I don't know what happened. Like, it was like shock.
There was a problem at the hospital. Like,
yeah.
He was getting the surgery. It was very old.
He was 89.
Okay, so he lived a nice long life.
Yeah.
And did you get the blues for a long time, or just that day? How did you feel?
I felt sad, kind of, for just a little bit.
When you feel sadness, where do you feel it, like, in your body?
In my heart.
In your heart? So your heart hurts.
I took this notebook and, like, I kept listening to this song in America's Got Talent over and over.
Can you tell us what song it was?
I forgot what song it was, but it was just like there was a kid showing talent, and then I decided to sing to the same tune, except with like a different lyrics.
Okay.
So then like it was about my sister. So then the song was really sad, and it was about how like my sister was growing older and older and over, older and older and older, and then she left to college. Without me even knowing.
Wait, is your sister in college now, or are you just imagining this happening?
I'm just imagining
this.
How
old is your sister now?
She is 12 years old.
She's 12. So you took a song that you really liked, you changed the lyrics, and you made it about your sister growing older, going to college and not telling you.
Yeah.
And that caused you to be very sad.
Yeah, like when I sang this song to everyone, I actually started crying.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so.
Do you remember the song at all?
Like
what you sang?
I think I only remember half of it.
Can you sing a little bit for us?
I don't really want to.
No, you're too embarrassed.
Yeah.
That sounds really... So you must really love your sister.
Yeah.
And are you worried that someday she's going to go away?
No. I know that it'll never happen.
She's never going to go away. She's going to live with you for
the rest
of your life.
No, I know that she's going to go.
Yeah.
I just know that she would tell me.
So when I was sad, I was playing outside and I ran to someone and my tooth was so wiggly and I busted it out and I was crying super bad because it was bleeding so badly that I had to go inside and then... But then I was so sad that I couldn't even talk because there was so much blood coming out of my mouth. And then,
one time I was very sad when my grandpa went to he had a surgery, so he had to go to the hospital.
Is he okay now?
Yeah.
So your sadness came from worrying about him?
Yeah.
How long was he in the hospital?
For like 3 or 4 weeks.
Oh, that's a long time. So almost a month.
Yeah.
And when you were sad, is there something you did to help you not be so sad?
Yeah.
To get out of? What did you do?
I went to check on him.
Oh, you got to actually visit him, and that would make you feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And did you, when you felt sad, is there any part of your body where you felt sad?
Yeah.
Where?
My eyes.
Your eyes. So when you're sad, it shows up in your eyes? How do you know it's in your eyes?
Because I can feel the tears.
Oh, I see what you mean.
But then at the end of level 2, I heard that I had to repeat level 2 again. And then I got so sad that I had to... I cried for a couple of minutes.
Now, you were crying while you were in the pool?
No.
So you...
It was at home.
You held it inside? Is there a reason why you waited?
Because my parents didn't tell me until I got home from vacation.
Oh, so they kind of saved it. They held it from you?
Yeah.
Do you think they didn't tell you because they knew you'd be upset?
Yeah.
Are you happy that they waited to tell you?
Mm-hmm.
And how did you get over being so sad? Like,
I went in my room and I started thinking about it and then I got over it.
Is when I was in this really bad fight with my friends, and on the inside I felt like I was crying, and I felt like there's no way out.
So you didn't actually cry, you just felt like
Yeah, I
you
felt
were
like it.
And what do you mean that there's no way out?
Like, I could try all I wanted, but I had to do something really important to get you know, to make them my friend again.
Can you tell us what you did to make them your friend?
Well, what I did was, well, at first I didn't know what to do, but then I made a card for them saying, I'm really, really sorry.
So you did something wrong?
Yeah, by accident.
Yeah, no, it's okay. You don't have to tell them, but then you made a card.
Yeah.
And that helped them. Did it work?
Yeah, it worked. We're friends again.
That's awesome. So you're not sad about this anymore?
Nope.
So we could say that losing one of your friends was one of the saddest times you've ever had?
Mm-hmm.
That gave you the blues?
Yeah.
The saddest thing that ever happened to me was when I moved away from my best friend.
And, Why did you move away?
Because we needed a bigger house.
And what did you do the day that you left your best friend?
We said goodbye, and he came over to my house.
How did you feel inside?
Sad.
What does the sadness feel like inside of you?
I don't know.
You don't have any other words, just sad. Did you cry? Did you yell? Did you slam the door?
Well, I did cry at my new house.
So by the time you got to your new house, you cried?
Yeah.
Not because you didn't like your house, but because you missed your friend?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, so.
One time when I was sad is when someone came up to me and said mean things about me, and that hurted my feelings, and I asked if you could stop, but he didn't stop.
And now, is this a friend or just someone you don't know?
Someone I don't know.
Do you know why they were picking on you?
I don't know why, but he's in my company.
Okay, did you ever solve this problem, or does he still make fun of you?
He's still making fun of me, and I'm telling his mom.
Have you done that already, or are you
waiting
to tell?
Yeah, I've done that already.
Has that helped?
It helped a little bit, but
so
not so much.
Are you still sad about, you're still carrying around this blues?
Yes.
Now, is there something else you can do instead of telling his mom? Have you thought of another?
No.
Have you ever made fun of him back, or you just listen?
I didn't make fun of him back, but my friends was next to me and tried to tell him to go.
One of your friends stuck up for you?
Yeah.
So you know right away that's a good friend, right? Because that's a good quality. I'm sure you would do the same thing for him. Now, is this person who makes fun of you older or younger than you?
Older.
He's older. And then it goes to 4.
The time when I was really sad is when it was in first grade. It was our 50s day, and all of us have to dress like we were 50 years old or something. So then I missed it because I think I had a cold or something. So then I got really, really sad because my parents thought it would get worse.
So you weren't even at school that day?
Yeah, I wasn't.
So you were at home,
getting
the blues, feeling sad because it was 50s day.
Mm-hmm.
And you wanted to dress like you were 50 years old?
Yes.
Is that what they really do, or did they just dress like they're from the 1950s?
I think they just dressed like they were 50 years old.
Okay. And when you were sad at home, what does that look like? What did you do?
I just did my daily routine on my weekend.
Yeah.
The saddest thing that happened in the world that happened was when me and my sister and my mom were driving somewhere. I keep on seeing people cutting down the trees, and I was really worried because then we'll lose a lot of oxygen. And they were just building more houses for the other people, so I was really worried.
Yeah, so it's kind of. Have you ever read The Lorax by Dr. Seuss?
Mm-hmm.
It kind of goes with what you're worried about.
Yeah.
Now, was that in your mind when you saw that, The Lorax? Or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing that made me sad was when I watched this movie. It's based on a true story, so it's about a kid. They're poor and. And then when they were, when he wanted to come with his brother for something, and then he got lost, and he spent at least 24 years of his life, not 24 years, but
for 2 months he was in an orphanage, and then he got adopted, and then at the end of the story, he finally found his parents, and yeah.
So it had a happy ending.
Yeah.
So you're saying basically while you're watching this movie, you had the blues because it made you really sad.
Yeah.
I totally agree. That happens to me all the time. Are you like me? Do you cry on the couch during movies?
Yeah.
And you look around and you're like, oh my God, everybody's watching me.
Yeah.
Does it worry you that you cry, or you're okay? You just like let it out.
I just let it out.
And where do you feel your sadness usually?
I feel it in my eyes.
He didn't basically, so he had to travel a lot. So he had went for a month this time. He normally goes for a week.
So your dad normally works for a week, then this one time he goes away for a month. And how does that feel?
It feels sad. It makes me sad that my dad and I miss him.
So he
changed his job now.
Oh, so he's not gonna ever go away for a month?
Physically, yeah.
Basically. So when you had the blues, is there anything you did to get yourself out of being so sad?
I called my dad over the phone.
So you called him as much as possible, and that made you feel better?
When my grandfather died, he died in 2013. And then we moved our house because that was not such a good, we needed like bigger space, and there wasn't too much space to play. So then we moved to this house.
One of the saddest things that's ever happened to you, your grandfather passed away and you moved, like it happened like close together, both of those things.
Yeah.
And were you close with your grandfather? Like, did he live with you? And did he just pass away from being old? He lived a long life.
No, he couldn't see.
He couldn't see? So that was part of what was wrong with him. So if he couldn't see, how did you communicate with him?
I talked to him, but then that's the moment that he died.
You were there when he passed away? Oh my goodness, it's very sad. Now, how did you feel?
Sad.
When I'm not sleeping, honey. When I ain't sleeping, mama. When I'm not sleeping, you know you'll find me crying. Another city, baby, another town. Wherever I have gone, wherever I've been and gone, wherever I have gone, the blues come following down.